This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Will.
And you can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the newest country on the planet, unless something has declared independence more recently that we're not aware of, the Republic of Catalonia, where you may recall it was October 1st that Catalans went to the polls in voting on a referendum that the Spanish government says never happened. Spanish government, even though they sent in police to confiscate ballots and shut down polling places, said there was no election on October 1st. Don't know what election you're talking about there, Catalonia. There was no election because we said there was no election because our court said that you can't have an election to vote on independence. So we don't know what election you're talking about. But if you try to implement the results of said election, then, well, we're just going to come in and take your autonomy. And Carles Puigdemont, yeah, you're no longer the president of Catalonia, even though you declared independence because, well, we're Spain and you're not because, see, we're taking you over now. So you kind of are Spain, but not the way you think you're Spain. It's really, really weird and strange. And again, to sort of give an example, as Will, you mentioned earlier, if the governor of Florida said Florida is now independent from the United States of America, and Donald Trump then said, Rick Scott, you're no longer the governor. Well, no, of course. Well, on the one hand, of course, he's no longer the governor because he's now the president of Florida. But you don't just get to go in and tell other countries who their people are and aren't. The Spanish prime minister, again, in sort of a bit of irony, said that Catalan independence is not something that he's going to allow because, quote, in this moment, we need to be serene and careful, but we also need to have confidence that the state has the tools backed by the law and reason to peacefully and reasonably go back to legality and take away threats to democracy. You know, the peaceful and reasonable thing that he did of sending in the Spanish police to prevent people from going to the polls, seizing, confiscating ballots, confiscating ballot boxes, and having the Spanish police rough people up. At least 800 Catalans wound up going to hospitals to get treated for injuries from some of the crackdown. The peaceful and reasonable crackdown, according to Mariano Rajoy.
Wasn't that always what government declares? Government always declares itself peaceful and reasonable.
Well, here in New Hampshire.
The cops shoot a guy as he's getting his wallet out of the front seat of his car. It's like, so was there any punishment? No, the police investigated themselves. They said the officer acted completely reasonably and within the confines of all of our policies.
Here in New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, every criminal charge, after they wind up reading, you know, what the charge is and the specifics of the charge, they always say against the peace and dignity of the state. Doesn't matter what it is. You're charged with an expired parking meter where you did illegally park in a parking spot owned by the city of fill in the blank, which is along the way, against the peace and dignity of the state. You possessed a plant in violation of RSA fill in the blank against the peace and dignity of the state.
Yeah.
Well, no, the state as an institution is neither peaceful nor dignified.
How does an entity even have dignity in the first place?
I don't know, but let alone one that, you know, only enforces its, you know, rules based on, you know, a monopoly of violence in a geographic area, I contend that's neither peaceful nor dignified.
Absolutely not.
But yet, if you were to ask the prosecutor, how is this peaceful and dignified? Objection sustained. You're crossing a line here if you continue contempt of court because reasons. Continuing on here, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, the Prime Minister of Spain, has pledged to quash the separatist, called a cabinet meeting to agree on the measure he would take. Quote, Spain is a serious country, a great nation, and we will not allow some people to blow up our constitution.
So Catalonia is just not serious.
That sounds almost like something that Donald Trump would say.
Around.
We're a serious country, a great nation. We're not going to allow people to blow up our constitution. He also urged Spanish citizens to remain calm. And announced again that Carles Puigdemont, the president of the Republic of Catalonia, Mariano Rajoy, has announced that Puigdemont is no longer president. No, you're dismissed, sir. All of your cabinet ministers also dismissed. No, that again, that's akin to the Burger King manager firing the McDonald's fry cook. It holds no weight. He has also said that there will be new elections in Catalonia on December 21st. Now, this is where things... I thought things were interesting now. I thought things were interesting 4 weeks ago. But December 21st is going to be the very, very, very interesting day to see what actually happens with the Catalan elections that the Spanish government is holding.
Well, presumably they're not going to be recognized by the Republic of Catalonia, right?
Correct. The Catalans are not going to recognize it, but what sort of official turnout will the Spanish government say there was?
Will we even be allowed into this new country?
That's a good question. Will there be fighting before that?
Right.
Will the Spanish and... Will, this is something you alluded to earlier, where you were talking about an election in Gaza to where the candidates that, was it the U.S. government wanted, weren't allowed, or they were the only ones on
They lost. They lost. It was Hamas versus Fatah, and it was seen that Hamas was the more radical and the Fatah was the more moderate, and Fatah lost the election, so the U.S. and Israeli governments just declared the election void, and the new government of Palestine.
I suspect
void,
something
yes.
different is going to happen here. I suspect the Spanish government is going to say anyone that pledges allegiance to the Republic of Catalonia is barred from being a candidate in this election that we're holding, and so it's only going to be Spanish loyalists that are allowed on the ballot. Much like some of the elections in Venezuela, to where they wind up, you know, we've convicted you of fill-in-the-blank criminal offense, and part of your punishment is you are not allowed to run for political office for the next 15 years.
Except the only thing is there's been no convictions.
Right, but they could still disqualify. When Hawaii...
There's been no trial.
When Hawaii voted for statehood... In, was it 1959, 1960, anyone who claimed allegiance to the Hawaiian kingdom that had not existed by that time in nearly 70 years was disqualified from voting. So only people that support statehood for Hawaii are allowed to vote in the Hawaiian statehood vote.
Yeah.
How do you think
familiar.
That went?
Yeah.
Everybody that supports... or does not support Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela is prohibited from running for political office. How do you think that's going to turn out? It's only going to be supporters of Nicolas Maduro that wind up winning elections in Venezuela. And Mariano Rajoy, again, he's basically going to be the one setting the rules for who gets to run in this Catalan parliament election that he is calling for a region that he no longer has any, you know, legitimate claims of control over. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens come December 31st. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, while we're talking about elections, the Kansas Ethics Commission says candidates can't take Bitcoin and something weird's happening in Georgia. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4. When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to get a home security system delivered to your door? Well, you can do that with the Blink home security system. And apparently this thing is very easy to set up. You can download an app to your phone, and it walks you through the setup. Even with a complicated router system, you should be able to get it set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And it will notify you whenever anything moves in front of the wireless camera, or you can just check in anytime you want on the phone. And we've got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. And it's Daryl, Chris, and Will in studio. And Chris, you've got a story about something out of Georgia dealing with some election data that wound up just going poof.
Yep, exactly. Some funny business with the server that contained election results in Georgia.
So jump into the story.
Yeah. So basically a suit was filed. And
by whom against whom?
Advocates for election, I don't know if you want to say reform, but election, I guess election reform is the proper word, that basically it aimed to retire an antiquated and heavily criticized election technology that basically was insecure.
What was the technology? They had stuff on pen and paper and hung it on the front door of town hall?
Well, let me get into the article and we'll go.
Let's
from
do that.
Yeah. So Brian Kemp, a Republican running for governor in 2018, blamed the undeniable ineptitude at the Kennesaw State Elections Center. A computer server crucial to a lawsuit against Georgia election officials quietly wiped clean by its custodians just after the suit was filed, the Associated Press has learned. The servers data was destroyed July 7th by technicians at the Center for Election Systems at Kennesaw State University, which runs the state's election system. The data wipe was revealed in an email sent last week from an assistant state attorney general to plaintiffs in the case that was later obtained by the AP. More emails obtained and a public records request confirmed the wipe. The lawsuit, filed July 3rd by a diverse group of election reform advocates, aims to force Georgia to retire its antiquated and heavily criticized election technology.
Well, I would say that if the election information was wiped from a computer by a janitor, yeah, that's insecure. Like, why does the janitor have access to the computer with the election stuff? How can he wipe it? And to quote Hillary Clinton, when she was asked about, Mrs. Clinton, did you wipe the server? You mean, like, with a rag?
That's exactly what I was thinking when I read this. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me back up a second, because that's not exactly... You misinterpreted something I said here.
Sounded to me like you said the janitor deleted the information.
No, the custodian, it does use the word custodian.
The janitor at the place that is the custodian of the information.
I think by custodian of the information, they mean who's responsible for it.
Fairly certain you also said a janitor. Just continue.
I never used the word janitor at all in here. It was custodian of the information.
Okay.
So
continue with the article.
All right. The lawsuit, filed July 3rd by a diverse group of election reform advocates, aims to force Georgia to retire its antiquated and heavily criticized election technology. The server in question, which served as a statewide staging location for key election-related data, made national headlines in June after a security expert disclosed a gaping security hole that wasn't fixed 6 months after he reported it to election authorities. Page 2.
Because Chris, even though he's a computer, and this is what I find to be absolutely amazing and fascinating. You're a computer guy. Like, you build computers for a living, but you don't bring a computer into the studio for some reason. You always print stuff out.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. There's something to be said about paper and having it printed off and just, I don't know. I do have a phone, phone on me, and I do have internet access on the phone, so it's not like I couldn't, you know. But I don't know. You have a laptop. Why aren't you using a tablet?
Because tablets don't have keyboards attached to them?
Well, why don't you have like what I've got, which is a combination tablet laptop?
Because this was cheaper?
Yeah, it's just a functional preference thing.
Okay.
So, all right, wiped out title. It's not clear who ordered the server's data irretrievably erased. The Kennesaw Elections Center answers to Georgia's Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, a Republican running for governor in 2018, and the suit's main defendant. His spokeswoman issued a statement Thursday saying his office had neither involvement nor advanced warning of the decision. It blamed the undeniable ineptitude at the Kennesaw State Election Center. After declining comment for more than 24 hours, Kennesaw State Media Office issued a statement late Thursday attributing the server wiping to standard operating procedure. Oh, this is where it gets interesting, actually, because I disagree with this conclusion. But all right, so it did not respond to the AP's question on who ordered the action. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit, mostly Georgia voters, wanted to scrap the state's 15-year-old voter management system, particularly its 27,000 AccuVotes touchscreen voting machines, hackable devices that don't use paper ballots or keep hard copy proof of voter intent.
So you'd say you disagree with getting rid of those machines? Well, what's the part that you disagree with?
No.
This is the part I disagree with. Yeah, and then mentioned machines that don't have a paper ballot.
Let me see here. I thought this was the part that was... all right, well, hold on. There's another part. This isn't it. I thought it was this
okay,
part.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure
I'm sorry, I read this much earlier today. And
yep. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't objecting to having paper trails on elections.
No. That sounds like a good idea, actually. The plaintiffs were counting on an independent security review of the Kennesaw server, which had election staging data for counties to demonstrate the system's unreliability. Wiping the server forestalls any forensic investigation at all, said Richard DiNillo, a Georgia Tech computer scientist, following the case. This is the part I disagree with. Okay, so it is in this section. People who have nothing to hide don't behave this way. No. Okay, so first of all, we should back up and explain what wiping is, because a lot of users may not really understand that. It's basically when you delete something on your computer, it doesn't actually delete it. It just kind of hides it. And so computer forensics people can go in and undelete that data. Wiping basically overwrites that data, so they can't actually get anything back.
So you delete. Like, it's deleted. It's gone.
Yeah, it's really gone.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're one of the people that likes to watch radio shows as they happen. Well, you can do that by going to youtube.freetalklive.com and watch the live stream. Again, as the show is live, or you can watch the replays of old episodes, because I know some people prefer watching the YouTube video version instead of downloading a podcast or listening on broadcast radio. Again, you can do that, youtube.freetalklive.com. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Will.
And we're talking about the election data out of Georgia that wound up being deleted. The server and the backup server and the other backup server were wiped clean just a couple of days. Surprise, surprise. Just a couple of days after a lawsuit by the Coalition for Good Governance and a few other groups wound up suing, saying, hey, this information isn't being kept in a secure manner. And oopsie doopsie, it just happened to wound up being deleted. Ars Technica and Chris, I realize you've got a different news article that might not have gotten to this point yet, but they said that the main server and the two backup servers had been degaussed three times. So that's when you do something. I don't know exactly what degaussing is, and without getting too technical, let me know if this is correct. It's when you wind up, you know, like running that powerful super magnet over top of it and just wiping all the data off of it.
Yeah, basically that's it. I was actually just thinking about this because we said wipe, and technically that's not a wipe. That's degaussing, which is a little bit different. But yeah, you got it right.
Well, it's got the same, you know, effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To where if I say, oh, yeah, I used whiteout, but I actually used the dollar store brand of, you know, liquid paper. Everybody knows what I mean.
Right. Yep.
So let's continue with this article, and then we will get to the phones. Again, you can join us, 855-450-FREE.
State security. Title. The server data could have revealed whether Georgia's most recent elections were compromised by hackers. The plaintiffs contend results of both last November's elections and a special June 20th congressional runoff won by Kemp's predecessor, Karen Handel, cannot be trusted. Possible Russian interference in U.S. politics, including attempts to penetrate voting systems, has been an acute national preoccupation since the Obama administration sounded the alarm more than a year ago. Kemp and his GOP allies insist Georgia's elections systems is secure, or election systems is secure. But
the same election system where the servers and the backup and the other backup wound up being completely destroyed of any information that was on them.
Right, and any evidence of insecurity is
secure.
Now gone. We don't know. But Marilyn Marks, executive director of the Coalition of Good Governance, a plaintiff, believes the server data was erased precisely because the system isn't secure. Wouldn't be too surprising if that were the case, right? I mean, it's very coincidental. I don't think you could find a voting systems expert who would think the deletion of the server data was anything less than insidious and highly suspicious, she said. Totally.
Oh, it's definitely highly suspicious. And again, the Ars Technica article has a little bit more information to where they're saying that the courts never gave a preservation order to require the state to hand over the servers or to preserve the servers.
That's interesting. But they knew of the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, because the court wound up in August moving the case from state court to federal court. The data was deleted July 7th. The court, the initial court suit was filed July 3rd.
So
you get served with legal papers as soon as the case is filed. They would have, you know, gotten the papers on July 3rd. They deleted the stuff on July 7th.
Yeah, so now, interestingly enough, if you know and you can correct me on any of this, because there might be some, you know, edge case here or something, but when you get served, you're supposed to preserve any data automatically, correct? That might be relevant to a case.
You're supposed to, but if there's no preservation order from the court, they can't hit you with a contempt of court.
Okay.
There might be some other charge that they can get you with, but in this case, we're talking about, well, the Secretary of State can claim plausible deniability because, well, it's not kept in my office, it's kept over there at Kennesaw State University. I don't know what those numbskulls over at the university did, because I'm not the person, they're the custodians.
Mm.
So the Secretary of State could definitely claim plausible deniability here.
Yeah, it's just how these things work.
All right. Didn't the guy that originally talked about how all the software and all these kinds of things were so easily hacked, wasn't he killed? Like right after the Bush election in 2000, 2001, there was a guy who came forward who wrote the software and then he ended up dead?
Well,
I don't know because I've seen videos from like 04, 05 of people showing here's ways that you can manipulate the code.
Yeah, it's possible, but there's going to be, I mean, these election systems are all over the place and people have gotten their hands on, the voting systems.
Right, but again, so, we're not talking about the results being hacked. We're talking about the election data being erased because there was questions about whether or not the results were compromised in some kind of way. There's definitely more to this, but let's first go to the phones, or actually to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Brothers, good evening.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
And that is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You know, I was sitting here listening. It couldn't be more topical. First of all, I guess Brother Will is there, I understand?
Yes, Will is in studio.
Howdy.
Good evening there, Will. I want to talk to you about something quick, and then I got a brief comment about this fake news. I want to talk to you about occupation. You commented on that a while back. When it came to your thoughts, as far as you were interested in Confederacy till you heard about occupation, correct?
Will has a very confused look on his face. Just continue with your thought and...
Franklin, Tennessee. Does that clear it up for you?
What about Franklin, Tennessee? I'm from Eastern Tennessee.
All right, but you commented on that. So here's my answer.
When? He said that I support... there was a time I used to be a big supporter of the Confederacy, and then I learned the history of my own family in East Tennessee and how basically the area that I grew up in was an area that they used to funnel slaves through on the Underground Railroad, and that area tried to secede from the Union and the Confederacy itself and establish its own state, and then was placed under occupation by the Confederate military. And when I found that out, that was something that changed my view as being a supporter of the idea of secession as far as what the Confederacy had done seceding. When I saw that when they seceded, that included them smashing my ancestors who said, well, we aren't slave owners, so we don't want to be a part of this.
Right. So the
we're
going to
sit this out.
The official Confederate position was, we support secession for us, but not for you.
Basically,
Continue with your thought, Ricky.
Okay. So I'll give you... a point of view from someone who does consider himself a Confederate. All right, now, occupation. I'm going to use Philadelphia as an example. See, Philadelphia, ever since 15, has been taken over by Antifa. Now, most likely, you know, when this thing goes, and it will go, and it needs to be like South Carolina, there ain't no time to do it the right way. But I think Philadelphia, first of all, may not even want to be seceding at that point and being buddy-buddy with the Union. But let's say, for example, they keep their current stance.
Hold your thought, Ricky. Grab a notepad, take some notes, get to the point. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use and try it risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about my pillow. No, you don't get to come over and actually take my pillow away from me. That's the brand name of the pillow, my pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, just as mine is designed to do that for me. I've been using this thing for about 18 months, and I can definitely say it's the best pillow I've ever had. Will, you got the spare one that I had. You've been using it for about a month. What do you think?
I sleep well. I sleep really well.
And I have
nerve damage and twitching in my neck that I've had for years, and I still sleep really well. It's very comfortable.
And once that thing winds up getting dirty and collecting dirt and skin, you can wind up throwing it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. That's one of the things that separates my pillow from regular pillows. So go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason, in the first 60 days, you get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com. Code FTL. Let's go back to the phones, actually to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're back with Daryl, Chris, and Will. Continue with your thought.
Well, like I was saying there, Will, see, I'm going to use Philadelphia as an example. Now, personally, I'd rather not be occupying these people, but I will say Pennsylvania secedes. If they decide they want to play that game, well, there's going to be no choice. Now, I may say this. Let's get back to the Battle of Franklin and Franklin, Tennessee's point of view.
I've been there.
Here's the problem with this. See, this was not overnight. This was something that was spread over several years with the people of Franklin. So this is what I call on the fence. Now, here's the problem with this. Now, see, when you take Philadelphia's example, if they play that game, they're immediately going to be a target of the Union. Just like, I will say, Franklin, Tennessee became a target of the Union. Now,
no, Franklin, Tennessee was a target of the Confederate States of America because Franklin, Tennessee did not want to be part of either nation.
But Lincoln was a liar.
The state of Franklin.
He made note of that. Now, if I may.
Oh, yeah, Lincoln was a liar. I have a T-shirt that has like four or five newspaper quotes from New England that show that Lincoln was definitely a liar.
Okay, so that being said, I'll be honest with you. The fact that they were occupied was to their benefit. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Occupation is a waste of time, and I'd rather not even have it. Now, within Battle of Franklin, when that hit after several years, now, who was the one that caused the problem at the Battle of Franklin? The Union. Not the Confederacy. The Union. They were attacked by the Union. And now the Confederacy now got to deal with this, and I will say that's not why they lost the war, but I will say a lot of Union soldiers died and a lot more ridiculous amount of Confederate soldiers died. Now, regardless of what choice they wanted to make or not, they had a choice then, and it was made for them. Now,
right,
I'd love to get
your feedback. So let me ask this question to you, Ricky.
Yeah.
You support secession?
Certainly.
Do you support people's rights to secede from your secession?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this. They should make up their damn mind, because if you look at it, they couldn't make up their mind. And at least three plus years went by.
Ricky, their decision, and thank you for the call, their decision was they didn't want to be part of either the United States of America or the Confederate States of America. That's not being indecisive, that's making a decision. You might not like the decision, but that was a decision. Let's go to Daryl calling in from Austin, Texas, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, you're on with Daryl, Chris, and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, the thing about those that election data on those servers that's being deleted, the fact that they couldn't save them to an external thing, you know, somewhere externally for future reference. Sorry, I can't think of the term in my head. Is kind of BS, because the fact is I work in the IT field, and there are many times that we have legal call us at a company I was working at, and they say, hey, you need to save this data, and they had a procedure for saving the data somewhere for legal purposes, so they could come back and get it later if they needed it.
Right, and so you're talking about having a backup server, which they had two backup servers, and the original server plus the two backup servers had all, according to the Coalition for Good Governance, one of their security staffers said that all three of the servers, the original plus the two backups, had been degaussed three times.
Actually, I was talking about what they call an archive, which means an archive technically wouldn't have to be online, but have to just be stored somewhere so they could grab it at a later date.
Right, and isn't that really what the backup server is supposed to be? Is that offline storage?
Mm. Well, no, a backup server could actually be a hot server that stands on, if that one goes down, the other one comes back up in case something goes bad.
Yeah,
an archive technically wouldn't be readily available, or could be, depending on how they have the system set up.
Yeah, there's all sorts of complicated stuff with not only are there offline backups, cold storage, there's also backups that you want to perform away from the office, or ship them to the other side of the country, for example.
Right, and I do agree that they should not have put all of the information at the one facility on the campus of Kennesaw State University. I'm just not entirely convinced that, oh, if they had one of these servers at the University of Georgia in Athens, that somebody wouldn't have gone and DDoSed that as well.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fishy that they kind of did that right when they knew they were being sued.
Yeah, 4 days later, the lawsuit was filed in Fulton County Superior Court on July 3rd. The data, according to the Associated Press, was initially destroyed on July 7th, and the case was moved from state to federal court August 9th, and according to Ars Technica, none of the courts issued a preservation order.
That's odd.
Yes, very, very odd. Any further comments there, Daryl?
Yeah, one thing I would say is I do understand that a lot of judges have a complete, just, they don't know anything about technology, so that's why some of the decisions are just so bad, because they don't understand what they're looking at or what they're talking about.
Yeah.
When they make decisions.
You would think that a prosecutor would have, oh, no, I guess, or not the prosecutor, because it's not, this is a civil case.
Yeah, this is civil, so, you know, in
you would
theory,
think the plaintiff would have requested
True,
yeah,
but again,
it.
If the judge doesn't understand what is being requested, then
yeah, maybe, yeah.
You need to preserve the server. Well, the server is still physically intact. We did not destroy the server that is physically intact. We just don't have any information on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, depending on, and even then, there was no preservation order, so they weren't even required to keep the server physically intact. Daryl, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there more to the story here?
There's a little bit more. I think we pretty well summed it up. Let's see here. Now you see it. Now you see it. Now you don't. So the FBI has an exact copy of the data. That was an interesting bit to note that they're going to subpoena. So potentially this can still be revived. The FBI is not admitting whether or not they have the data or not. But
right. So again, the FBI had been investigating something dealing with the Georgia elections, at least. As of March 2017, they had what's called a forensic image of the server as part of that investigation, but FBI spokesman is not saying whether they actually still have that forensic image. And I don't know enough about computers to know if having a forensic image of something in March would be able to restore data from March, or if it's just sort of a snapshot.
Presumably, they will be able to recover what they need from it, because I would think this is...
Right, well, you're the computer guy, yeah. So like you should know what forensic image means. So
yeah.
Can they restore the stuff, or is it just, here's a
yeah,
screenshot,
it's a bit,
and you have
no,
to manually
it's a bit for
find
bit, it's a bit for a bit image of the disk, so yeah, they should be able to use it as evidence in court.
This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up next, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.